Cystic fibrosis is a disease caused by genetics. In normal homeostasis, the gene codes for a protein, which is a chloride transporter protein known as the cystic fibrosis transmembrane regulator, the CFTR. This is a protein located in the cell membrane of epithelial tissue. It is found in locations such as the lungs, lining the airways, the skin, sweat glands, the digestive and reproductive tract. It allows chloride ions to move in and out of the cell, and this in turn will influence the movement of water and sodium. The gene is found on chromosome 7. Cystic fibrosis is an autosomal recessive disease with over 1,000 different mutations. The most common is a 3-base deletion, which results in a loss of amino acid phenylalanine at the 508th amino acid position. The protein has 1,480 amino acids. In the lungs, this protein appears to allow chloride ions inside the cell to move out. They're going from the intracellular fluid to the extracellular fluid. When it is not functioning, chloride is trapped in the cell. The theory is that sodium concentration in the cell is also altered, and due to the high intracellular concentrations of sodium and chloride ions, water will move by osmosis from the extracellular fluid to the intracellular fluid. This results in very thick mucus, and this thick mucus makes it extremely difficult to breathe, and furthermore, it becomes infected with bacteria. This will be followed by inflammation and the release of chemicals such as interleukin-1, tissue necrosis factor alpha, and this will lead to damage of the lung tissue. Similarly, thick mucus blocks the pancreatic duct and the reproductive ducts. In sweat glands, however, chloride normally is moving from the sweat to the intracellular fluid of the sweat glands, and it gets trapped outside of the cell on the skin and results in extremely salty sweat. Now, the puzzle is, in terms of evolution, it appears as if this fatal mutation has been around for about 52,000 years. So why would a lethal mutation survive? And some of the theories are that it must give them a heterozygous advantage. Perhaps it provides some resistance to tuberculosis. The cholera toxin may need a normal host CFTR protein to function properly, or it may provide resistance to typhoid, or in some way it may give resistance to diarrhea. But these are all just theories. Nobody has actually proved them.